Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. And it's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines from all over the world, and three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. I'm Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz riding shotgun tonight. Three local stories. Number one, this is one that we can both jump in on, Maddie. Atlanta United 2's chaotic two-day match that needed two different stadiums, two different municipalities, two different counties, and ultimately saw Atlanta United 2 win 3-2 against Inter Miami 2.
Also, two different referees. I went back and rewatched the broadcasts for
the center bench. Ref? I know the AR changed.
So they had a referee switch.
Okay.
And I didn't know this until I was like going back and rewatching, because a piece of content's dropping on SDH tomorrow. So make sure you follow us on Soccer Down Here.
Tease.
On social medias. But I was watching it and I didn't realize that either. So yes, you had a change of time, change of venue, and a change of ref, and just in over 2 days. I mean, chaos. But it was a ton of fun. It was an experience that I think I'll remember for a while. It was so crazy because, you know, you got rained out on Sunday at Fifth Third Stadium up in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Play 24 minutes.
24 minutes. And then we get told the game's postponed and we're all going home. You call me after you get cookout and you're like, hey, we're calling the game.
I was in the drive-thru at cookout when I found out that we were doing the second portion of the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Which is crazy. And so then at 11 a.m. the next morning, we're at the Benz calling the rest of the game. We start at the 24th minute. And it was a corner kick, and that's how we started things off at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Way to start. I could not imagine starting a game defending a corner. Miami did it. They did not handle things well after Atlanta scored twice. They went up 3-1. Miami got one late, 3-2. Good win for Atlanta United, too. They're back in action Thursday night in Philadelphia against Philadelphia Union, too. Number two on the local side, Caleb Wiley. He had a great performance today for Watford. He's on loan there from Chelsea. He assisted on the winning goal in the 1-0 win over Hull City. It's just great to see him healthy and thriving right now, as that loan from Chelsea went at first at Strasbourg in France, and then he got injured, went back to Chelsea to get treatment, and now is at Watford and doing well.
It's so nice to see that Caleb is back in action, you know, doing what Caleb Wiley does, you know. It's always fun, especially, you know, being from Georgia and then seeing a player that practically watched grow up and become the player who he is today here in Atlanta. So it's really cool. Him getting out there, getting the assist that helped put Watford ahead and get them the win. That's awesome.
Number three, a little bit of bonus content for you. West Ham came to visit us here in Atlanta promoting the Premier League Summer Series. And we had the chance to talk to West Ham legend Carlton Cole, former England international as well. Really fun conversation. Got into some of his favorite Atlanta music artists. You can hear the whole thing on the Off the Woodwork podcast. But I thought this was very, very cool. Carlton talking about how West Ham is a club that does really a good job in taking care of West Ham guys. Here's Carlton Cole.
Listen, West Ham are one of the clubs that I would probably say look after their ex-pros better than anybody else. Like now I'm the loans manager. I'm loans and pathway manager. And I had the first, when I first finished, they gave me a coaching role as well because they wanted to keep our, because we know the culture of the club. And they want to keep that continuity to give it to the youth players. And I felt that I was part of that. And they made me always feel part of that. And we've got a lot of players that, not just me, we've got a lot of some other ambassadors of the club that really fly that flag for the club anywhere they go. And West Ham really, really try and make that a good thing for everybody to understand that we look after our own. Even when they leave.
Great conversation with Carlton Cole. You can hear the whole thing with myself and Maddie on the Off the Woodwork podcast here at 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app. All right, four headlines from around the world. We're going to start in Europe with Champions League. Declan Rice. Oh my goodness. The man hit two free kicks that I've never seen. Two free kicks of that high of a quality from the same player in the same match. And the second one was better than the first one, which I was already thinking was one of the best free kicks I had seen. The second one was the epitome of top bins. It was the postage stamp up in the corner of the goal. Declan Rice almost single-handedly leads Arsenal to a giant 3-0 win over Real Madrid in London.
I was going to pull up that screen cap because I saw that and
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Sat there and I just was in shock for a little bit.
You couldn't toss the ball up there. Like, underhanded from 5 feet away, you couldn't put it as perfectly as he did.
Oh, it's so cool. And I don't believe he's scored from a free kick ever.
Never. He had never scored from a free kick.
And he did it twice.
He did it twice, and he got better with the second one. Ridiculous. Really good performance from Arsenal. They're in full control. Real Madrid, terrible defensively. I know they've had a ton of injuries, but it looked bad. And now maybe Carlo Ancelotti makes his trip to Brazil and takes over the Brazilian national team when Xabi Alonso goes to Madrid, and it gets all confusing. We'll talk about that over the summer. Number two on the Champions League portion of this, Inter, they won 2-1 in Munich. David Fratesi with the 88th minute winner for Inter. They'll go back to Italy to try to shut up shop in that second leg. The Premier League, another bit of news today, they will get five teams in the Champions League next year. This is part of the European performance spot that is based on how teams perform in Europe. And Arsenal's win actually gets a fifth spot for the Premier League in the Champions League for next year.
So what I'm hearing right now, since Newcastle is fifth in the standings.
Right now, yes, you're
Newcastle
in a Champions League
has
spot.
A chance. Let's go.
Right now, you're in a Champions League spot. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Tomorrow's games in Champions League. Borussia Dortmund hosting Barcelona. They are the biggest underdog left in the tournament. PSG hosting Aston Villa. I think Barca's the best team left. But, and I'm not just saying this because of some of our new friends that we've met this past week, but PSG might end up being the team that wins this whole thing. I'm really excited by what Luis Enrique has done. All right, number two on the headlines, CONCACAF Champions Cup. It's going on right now, and the LA Galaxy are actually putting on a fight. It's the 83rd minute. They're down 3-2 in Mexico to Tigres. I did not expect that to be close. It's 3-2 on aggregate as well. First leg was a scoreless draw. Club America is playing Cruz Azul later tonight. Tomorrow, Pumas hosting Vancouver. And in the big one tomorrow night is Inter Miami hosting LAFC. Both teams weren't great on the weekend, but both teams were probably looking ahead to this. How you feel about Miami and LAFC?
It's going to be an interesting one because I think when you go into that match, you don't think that LAFC comes out on top like they did. Not only do they come out on top, but they got an away goal. That's going to help them huge, especially as they go home. Now, Miami's got to dig their way out, and you got to imagine that LAFC is going to be coming into this one trying to keep everything they can at bay with that one because Inter Miami's going to come in swinging.
Number three on the headlines, the women's international break is going on right now. The U.S. women's national team, a 2-0 win over Brazil in Los Angeles on Saturday. The rematch is going on right now. We're in the 13th minute. The U.S. is already leading 1-0. Katarina Macario with a first-minute goal over Brazil. I think the big news on the women's international break is Belgium beating England today. England beat Belgium 5-0 in the first game of the break between these teams a couple of days ago. Belgium jumped out to a 3-0 lead. They held on to win 3-2. Belgium is not a strong team in Europe. England is. That's a shocking result. Also kind of shocking the other way, Spain thumped Portugal 7-1. Giant one for them. France with two late goals to get a win over Norway as you have the UEFA Nations League on the women's side going on. The U.S.-Brazil game is a friendly. We're kind of in the early stages of a new cycle on the women's side. We'll keep you up to date on everything with the USWNT as they go. Number four on the headlines, one that some folks might be happy about and some folks here in Atlanta might not be happy about. Birmingham City, not Birmingham City. It's Birmingham City, the English soccer club that has Tom Brady as a minority shareholder. They secured promotion back to the second tier championship on Tuesday, a 2-0 win or 2-1 win at Peterborough. That gets Birmingham into one of the automatic playoff spots. The other one might be Wrexham. And everybody's talking about Wrexham, and we have all the talk with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. I'm a little surprised that Tom Brady's club is not getting much talk about actually being ahead of Wrexham in the table.
I'm shocked, too, especially when you get a player like Tom Brady, you know, being a minority shareholder, and you're seeing it a lot more. A lot of former athletes, a lot of high-caliber actors and other business owners putting stock in soccer clubs. And
J.J. Watt's done it, too, and he's talking about it.
And obviously, the big one, obviously, is Ryan Reynolds and Ryan McElhenney, obviously, with Wrexham, especially with the show and everything. That helps entirely.
So Tom Brady needs to do a reality
show
about
Birmingham
City. Yes,
we need to get a reality show. We need to get Tom Brady going and trying to equate American football terms to football.
If it's better than his used car commercials, I can go with that. But, after the Super Bowl a few years ago, I don't really want good things to happen to Tom Brady.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
Listen.
Just saying. Three things that make me smile that do not include Tom Brady. Number one, Nick Raimondo, who's one of my favorite goalkeepers in MLS history, a guy who would have been the number one for the U.S. if not for legends like Tim Howard and Brad Kazan ahead of him in the same generation. Nick Raimondo's doing some really good things in Salt Lake City, his adopted home, helping get some futsal courts built to revitalize part of Salt Lake City's downtown, and then programming it and getting kids playing futsal on these courts. Really cool thing.
Really, really cool. Especially with futsal. I mean, obviously we're seeing it with the U.S. Extended national teams now. You know, we're getting a women's futsal team as well. That's huge. I think just growing the game at that level as well, that's going to help grow the game as a whole throughout everywhere. And the fact that you're having that be founded and getting things placed there, that's going to help grow the game at the grassroots level. That's then going to, you know, help aspire a young player, you know, who wants to then try and become a professional footballer. That's the stuff that matters.
I love that Raimondo is doing that in Salt Lake City. It's similar to what Atlanta United's doing with the GA100 project, with building mini pitches in different parts of the state and getting kids more access to play. Just really cool. Number two on the things that make us smile, we've talked about this, and we talked about it a lot on Saturday night, Tristan Muyamba, his bounce back. Not a great season for him. He talked about it today in media. You know, he wasn't happy with the way that his performances were last year. You know, I asked him about what helped him grow his confidence, and I was kind of asking about in the game. Like, is it that big tackle? Is it a nice pass? What is it? And he went really big picture on it. It was actually really fascinating. Talked about his family, talked about having those conversations, really focused in the offseason on what he wanted 2025 to be. And, man, we're seeing it so far this season. He's been maybe Atlanta United's best player outside of Latte Lott with his goals.
I would agree. I would agree with you completely. I think – and it's interesting. I think in Cincinnati, Tristan Muyamba did go down with an injury, and he came back almost immediately.
Came back fast.
And you're seeing him, and it's not like it was he's coming back slowly into the game. No, he came in full force, ready to go, and we've seen a player that has grown so much. And I agree with you. I think Tristan Muyamba has been arguably our best player, and he's just been so solid in the midfield. We know what he can do, winning those second balls, winning those tackles, and just helping out in that last game against Dallas. You were asking him to pretty much be the playmaker since you didn't have Alexei Medanchuk in there. And he was doing a great job. He helped facilitate a lot of that attack, and that's what you need. And that the fact that Tristan can do that, and also, too, I mean, it shows, too, that question that you asked him, you know, footballers are people.
Yeah.
These are people. They're human beings. They have families. They have friends. They have emotions. They're happy. They're sad. They're angry. Like, they're human, and to have a support system like that, that's huge. That can almost help you more than any training session, than any recovery can do, is being with your support system and being with those people that can help make you happy and can help give you that support that you need in a dark time.
Our last one on things that make us smile, it shows the humanity of some of these players as well. You know, we got to be part of a really cool moment for a lot of Atlanta United 2 players playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and it didn't really hit me how some of these guys would feel until we talked to Moises Tablante after the game. He scored in the first 24 minutes in Kennesaw. He scored in the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So two goals in the same game over 2 days in two different stadiums. That's got to be a record somewhere. But when we ask him about the whole process, here's what Moises Tablante told us.
So I was like trying to sleep, and I think I fell asleep like at 12, knowing that I was going to wake up like at 6 in the morning because we have to be here at 9. So it was a good experience, even playing here. I mean, you're going to play the World Cup here, you know. So even scoring in a World Cup stadium is something exciting. So I'm so happy for that. Yeah.
A young player who, you know, really puts it into perspective for us. We're in Mercedes-Benz Stadium all the time. That's a World Cup stadium, and it was moving to him to score a goal in there.
We're there all the time. We see how packed the Benz can be, and it's going to be even more packed, especially with the Club World Cup coming in the summer. And, you know, we got the World Cup coming next year. We're going to have so many different people from so many different cultures, so many areas of the world coming here to Atlanta to enjoy the beautiful game. It's awesome.
It's going to be packed on Saturday afternoon as well. Kickoff a little bit after 2:30. Pre-game coverage will start at 1:30 with one of the voices you've heard tonight. I'll be in the 2:30 portion of it. Maddie will be in the 1:30 portion of it with Abe Gordon. New England Revolution coming to town, and we'll be back next Tuesday to talk all about that game and who knows what else happens between now and then. Thanks for hanging out with us this evening on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Adios, everybody.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.